perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
Electric bill, gas bill, phone bill. Belky, there's no stamp on this.
Belky, Larry, something wonderful has happened. This is the greatest day of my life.
Miss Lydia, what is it?
Chuck Panama called, and he's coming to my party tonight.
Get out of the city! The Chuck Panama? The one they named the canal after?
No, Belky, you're thinking of Chuck Suez.
Chuck Panama happens to be one of the hottest record producers in America today. I've dreamed of being a singer all my life. I've even had people tell me I'm a young Barbara Streisand. If I get a chance to sing for Chuck, my Grammy is just around the corner.
Oh, I would love to meet your Grammy. Is she coming to the party?
No. She hates parties. But you could do me an eensy teensy favor. I can't get a piano delivered to my apartment tonight. So I thought since you guys are coming to the party, you could pick it up on your way.
Perfect. We were going to ask you if we could bring anything.
We'd love to, but I have a back problem.
If I don't get a chance to sing for Chuck Panama, my life will be meaningless.
I know what you mean. The only thing worse than a meaningless life is a bad back.
Oh, Miss Lydia, I promise you get your piano. Cousin, don't worry, I'll do all the work. I always do all the work.
Terrific! Terrific! Now, here is a receipt for the piano. Try to be a little bit early. I want to do a sound check. Thanks!
Now, why did you do that? I want to go to a party and have fun. I don't want to work up a sweat moving a piano.
Now, Cousin, that is where Belky has his thinking cap pulled way down over his ears. We're not going to bust our buttocks. We're going to rent one of those trucks with a little elevator on the back. Your back will be no problem. Your underarms will stay nice and dry. And because you have helped a friend, you will feel good inside. What do you say?
All right. I'll move the piano. But I won't feel good inside.
Yeah. Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. I already have a little pain right here. Okay, bring it on in. Bring it on in. A little more. Oh, oh. Okay, straight over here. Straight over here. Keep it coming. All right, swing it on in. Swing it on in.
You thought this was going to be hard, but it's going to be just as easy as pushing goats up a hill.
Now,
Looks like one of the goats doesn't fit.
Okay, smarty pants. So just do this, turn it around like this, and voila. Question. How are we going to get this up to Miss Lydia's apartment?
Answer, we don't. Balky, we gave it our best shot. It didn't work. I guess the world will just have to get along with one Barbra Streisand.
Listen, there must be a way.
Yes?
No, Balky, hold on.
Think about what you're thinking. Two men are going to carry a piano upstairs? No way. And no.
Wilson, we made a promise.
Oh, no. I didn't promise anybody anything. You promised.
You know, you're right. I promised. You didn't promise. Okay. So you go upstairs to the party and I'll just take care of it. And of course, don't worry about me because I'm in a good place about it.
One.
Wait a minute. Who moves a piano like that?
Someone who's alone.
All right, I'll help you.
Oh, thank you, Cousin.
Oh,
now, what we need first is a plan.
Cousin, nobody enjoys one of your plans more than I do. But I was just thinking maybe we could just pick it up and go.
Oh, just pick it up and go.
Just pick it up and go.
Oh, that's what you want to do, Balky? Just pick it up and go?
Yes, pick it up and go.
Oh, Balky, Balky, Balky. Do you know the most common way people hurt themselves?
Running with sharp sticks in their hands?
No.
Trying to cut their toenails with the bolt cutter?
No.
Sleeping out in the open and letting little bugs crawl in their ears and make nests. And then they start to buzz until you think you're going to go crazy, but you just take a little Q-tip.
No,
get
no,
in
no,
there.
Balky.
The most common way people hurt themselves is by lifting heavy objects incorrectly.
Really?
Yes, they do. Now, the secret to lifting a piano is to let your legs do all the work. It's all in the legs.
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 I like this.
I thought you would. Now, on the count of three, we will lift up. Other side. On the count of three, we will lift the piano up one step and set it down. What we are trying to do is establish a rhythm.
Hey, I got rhythm. I got music. I got my pal. Who could ask for anything more?
Ready?
Yes.
All in the legs. One, two. Three. Lift. One, two, three. Lift.
One, two, three. Lift. One, two, three. Lift. What floor is Lydia on? One, two, three. Lift.
She's on 10.
One, two, three. 10?
Somebody broke the rhythm.
two, three, lift. Why do I let you talk me into helping other people? Why do I listen? I could have said no. I did say no.
Good news, Carson. We only have 7 floors to go.
1, 2, 3, lift. Oh! 1, 2, 3, lift. One, two, three, lift.
Cousin.
One, two, three, lift.
Cousin.
Malky, why aren't we moving?
We are not moving because the piano is on my foot.
Well, lift it off your foot.
That was my first instinct. But you see, the wheel is caught on the carpet.
All right, all right. You hang on to the piano. I'll come up to your end and lift it off your foot.
That would be nice.
All right, have you got it?
More than you know.
Count of three, lift the piano and don't let go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I said lift and don't let go.
Oh, don't let go.
Don't
let go.
So then,
don't
would have been the operative word.
Yes. In that film. Yes.
Paul! What does it look like I'm doing? Milking a goat?
Okay, here's the plan. We move the piano up to Lydia's, and then you move back to Meepo's.
I'm glad you're in a joking mood, you big kidder, you. Now, let's tackle these ivories.
One, two, three.
We brought a piano up 10 floors and I didn't hurt my back. My back is fine. Okay, Balky, open the door. Open the door. The door can't be locked.
No.
Cousin, don't do that. It's gonna be okay. You know why? We're just gonna go downstairs and we just take the elevator up and I bet you can open it from the other side.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just I'm missing the whole party.
I know.
And I'm all sweaty.
I know.
I got a blister.
And your pants are ripped.
My pants are ripped?
Yeah, I was going to tell you earlier, but then I thought he might lose his mind.
My pants are ripped. I love these pants. These are my good pants. These pants make me look taller.
Guess I should have waited.
I hate that stupid piano. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Finished?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to help you downstairs?
Yes, please.
Don't worry, Cosy. You hurt yourself doing something good for somebody else. God will smile on you.
That's what I did this for, a smile?
Now, Cousin, if there's one thing that this simple me beyond knows, that is that if you do something good for other people, good things are bound to happen to you. What was that?
Could be anything.
Or it could be the piano rolling down the stairs. It appears to be following us. Cousin, did Stephen King ever write anything about it?
There's got to be a logical explanation. Pianos don't follow people. Maybe the floors are uneven.
Or maybe it's alive! Perhaps you'd like to get off and wait for the next meepiot?
Where are you going?
You forgot your jacket.
You forgot that jacket!
Idea, a piano had so many parts.
Oh, oh, you take my breath away, you wild man, you. So, Chuck? Do you like my singing?
Why don't we discuss it tomorrow night at my hotel?
Ooh. Until then.
Ciao, baby.
Ciao.
Miss Lydia.
Oh, Balky! Larry! I didn't see you at the party. Did I invite you to the party?
Lydia, we were moving your piano.
Oh, that. Funny thing, I didn't need that piano after all. I used a background tape. It had a full orchestra. It just supported my voice so much better than that dinky little piano.
Did you hear that, Balky? She didn't need the piano.
Well, that's fortunate, Miss Lydia, because the piano now bears a striking resemblance to a pile of Lincoln logs.
Oh, who cares about that silly old piano? Chuck likes me. He really likes me. And you want to know why he really likes me? Because people who need people are the luckiest people in the world. With one person, one very special person.
Awesome. Isn't it wonderful the way things worked out?
Wonderful? What is so wonderful? We killed ourselves taking a piano up 10 floors for nothing.
Well, now that's true, but the point is that you helped me to do this, even though it was against your better judgment.
And that makes this evening worth it for you?
Well, yes, it does. Because, cousin, if you were willing to help me to do this, then I know that even if the world falls in on me, I can ask for your help.
Well, Balky, you're probably right. But just don't ask for the next few days, okay?
There's plenty of time, cousin. We won't have to help Harriet move into our building until next week.